raffle tickets for the upcoming ADT Championship. So a lot to get to this morning. And, of course, we've got just about an hour and 45 minutes left before 10 o'clock. So let's get to it. First things first, as we do each and every week, taking a look at the leaderboards. It is the Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE or visit TireKingdom.com to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Three tournaments in action on all three major tours this weekend. We'll start with the PGA Tour. They are in Scottsdale, Arizona for the Fries.com Open. It's the fifth of seven Fall Series events being played on the 7,125-yard par 70 Raptor course at Greyhawk Golf Club in Scottsdale, Arizona. And after three rounds of play, Kevin Sutherland leads at 14 under par. George McNeil one shot back in second at minus 13. There's a three-way tie for third. Paul Goidos, John Malinger, and Steve Allen are all at 12 under par. Cameron Beckman and Woody Austin are both at minus 11, three shots back at Sutherland. And then there's a three-way tie for the players at minus 10, four shots back. Bob Tway, Matthew Goggin, and Aaron Oberholzer, who we haven't heard a lot from. Aaron Oberholzer kind of on the shelf for most of this year with a wrist injury, but he is back now, healthy and feeling good, and his game is starting to come into shape. Aaron Oberholzer at minus 10, just four shots back of Sutherland. But Sutherland goes into today's final round with the lead. His last victory on the PGA Tour more than 6 years ago was the 2002 Accenture Match Play Championship. So it's been over 6 years since Sutherland last won the PGA Tour. He will be in the final pairing today with George McNeil, who was the defending champion last week in Vegas. George McNeil broke through last year in Vegas for his first ever PGA Tour win. So kind of a little bit of a dichotomy there. We've got Kevin Sutherland, who's kind of a journeyman on the PGA Tour. He's been around for quite a while. He hasn't won in 6 years. And then we've got George McNeil, who is not young. I believe he's in his early 30s, but he's young as far as PGA Tour standards go. He was a rookie last year on the PGA Tour. He had been a club pro, I believe, on the west coast of Florida, somewhere in Fort Myers or Naples for a long time, and then decided to give it one last go with the PGA Tour, qualified via Q School, got his PGA Tour card last year, and ended up winning last year in Vegas during last year's Fall Series, so gets, of course, a two-year exemption. George McNeil, 33 years of age. Nice job, Colin Holder, doing the... Man, you're always on top of things, Cino. Great job. He Googled George McNeil, and yeah, he's 33 years of age. He was a rookie last year on the PGA Tour, and it wasn't like he had been playing a lot, you know, just not making it on the PGA Tour. Like, you know, some guys are that age as well. When they finally make it, but they've been playing for years on the Nationwide or the Hooters or the Gateway. Well, George McNeil kind of, you know, he had gone a different route. I think he had reserved himself to the idea that, well, maybe I'm never going to be a PGA Tour pro and let's be a club pro. And he was, you know, teaching lessons and, you know, taking care of the pro shop down in Southwest Florida for the last 5-6 years. And then, you know, said to himself, you know what, let me give it one last shot before I get too old. And he qualified via Q School one last year. So good news for him is he's got now a two-year exemption on the PGA Tour, and he's looking at possibly another victory later today in Scottsdale, Arizona. Couple of other names on the leaderboard. Mike Weir, who is the defending champion this weekend in Scottsdale at the Fries.com. He is at 7 under par, 7 shots back of Sutherland. And then some local names on the leaderboard. Olin Brown, the Tequesta resident and a board member on the Honda Classic. And, of course, we saw a lot of Olin about a month ago at the Ryder Cup. Has it been a month already? No, 3 weeks ago. Was it September? No, it's about a month ago. It was September, I think it was the weekend of September 21st or 22nd. So it's been about a month. Time flies since the Ryder Cup. But of course, Olin was one of Paul Azinger's assistant captains there at Valhalla in Kentucky. Olin Brown at 5 under par. He is 9 shots back. Matthias Gronberg, another local name, a Jupiter resident. He is also at 5 under par, 9 shots back. And Brett Quigley, a Jupiter resident and member at Bear Lakes Country Club. Brett is at 4 under par, so he's 10 shots back going in to today's final round. LPGA Tour is in China this weekend. It's the first ever tournament in China for the LPGA Tour. They're playing on the 6,422-yard par 72 West Coast Golf Club in Haikou, China. It's the Grand China Air Open. And after two rounds of play, it's only a 54-hole event. Karen Stupples leads at 10 under par, 134. She's had back-to-back rounds of 5 under 67. She is two shots ahead of Laura Diaz. Diaz is alone in second at minus 8. Laura Diaz shot her career-best round on Friday, a 9 under par 63, and she followed that up yesterday, kind of backing up because she had had the lead. She had the lead by 4 shots after day 1, but she backs up a little bit. She was 10 shots worse yesterday, a 1 over par 73, but thanks to her 63 on Friday, career best round, she is still in the mix. That she's at 8 under par, just 2 shots back of Stupples. Louise Freeburg is alone in third at minus 7, 3-way tie for the 4 spot. Christina Kim, Shi Hyun Ahn, and Candy Kung are all at 6 under par. Then you've got a slew of players at 5 under, just 5 shots back. Yanni Tsang, Julie Inkster, Nan Yan Choi, Young Kim, Helen Alfredson, Allison Futch, and Sean Wah-Lee. All of those ladies are at minus 5, 5 shots back. As for Annika Sorenstam, we know Annika's kind of winding down her career. She's mentioned that she's stepping away from the game at the end of the year to get married early next year, and she wants to start a family. Although, news about Annika this week, She told a reporter in China on Thursday that she's being careful to use the word stepping away and not the R word retirement, because she wants to leave the door open to possibly make a comeback in a couple of years after she gets married and has a couple of kids and maybe gets the taste back for competitive golf. So Annika Sorenstam, after 2 rounds of play, is at minus 2. She's 8 shots back of Stupples, who is, of course, in the lead. We had Karen Stupples on the show a couple months ago. She is in the field for the ADT Championship a month from now at Trump International. She, of course, had that awesome victory. I think it was in 04, if I'm not mistaken, at the Women's British Open. It was at Sunningdale, and she started that tournament eagle-eagle. Her first 2 holes of her first round in that tournament, she went eagle-eagle and never looked back from there. Ended up winning the Women's British Open. That's her only career major victory, and she's in the field for the ADT Championship. Goes into today's final round, 2 shots ahead of the field. Laura Diaz, her closest pursuer, at 8 under par. Interesting note about Diaz. She is one of only 4 American women currently in the field for the ADT Championship. It's a 32-woman field. It's being dominated currently by Asian players, a slew of Asian players, but also the big names, Annika Sorenstam, Lorena Ochoa, Suzanne Pedersen. Of course, none of those names are Americans. Only 4 women as of right now, 4 American women, have qualified for the ADT Championship. And, of course, Laura Diaz is one of them. Morgan Pressel, via her win last week in Kapalua. Christy Kerr and Paula Kramer. So as of right now, only 4 American women have qualified for the ADT Championship. And speaking of Morgan Pressel, she's a ways back in the on the leaderboard. She's at plus 4 after 2 rounds of play. She shot 75 on Friday and then a one over par round of 73 yesterday. So she is at plus 4, 148 after 2 rounds of play, 14 shots back of Stupples. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And we'll take a quick look at the Champions Tour before we break. It's the AT&T Championship in San Antonio this weekend, the 6,735-yard par 71 track at Oak Hills Country Club in San Antonio. And after 2 rounds of play, Jeff Sluman leads at 11 under par. And I might as well say Jeff Sluman, the Seminole, because some of my Florida State friends always give me grief for talking about the Gators and not giving FSU grads their proper due. So Jeff Sluman, the Seminole, is leading at 11 under par after 2 rounds of play. 2-way tie for second. John Cook and Mark James are both at minus 10. John Cook, by the way, is the defending champion here this weekend at the AT&T Championship. There is a 4-way tie for the 4 spot. Jim Thorpe, Tom Pertzer, Dan Forsman, and Palm Beach Gardens resident Bruce Fleischer, they call him Flash, they're all at 9 under par, just 2 shots back of Sluman. Tom Kite, Larry Mize, Jay Haas, Gene Jones, Keith Fergus are all at minus 7, and then there are 3 more players at 6 under par, 5 shots back of Slew. Scott Simpson, Lauren Roberts, and Dave Stockton are all at minus 6, so they're 5 shots back going into today's final round. Jeff Sluman, the Florida State Seminole, he's had a good year so far. He's already won twice this year on the Champions Tour, so if he can get it done today, that'll be his 3rd victory. I know he's in top 5 right now in Charles Schwab Cup points. This, by the way, is the final full field tournament for the Champions Tour season, and their season-ending championship is next week. So next-to-last tournament on the year for the Champions Tour, and this is the last full-field tournament before they cut it down to top 30 in the Charles Schwab Cup points for next week's Champions Tour championship. I gave SLU some billing as a Seminole, so I got to talk about my Florida Gators in the field. Florida Gator Andy Bean is at 5 under par after two rounds of play. He's 6 shots back of Sluman. And Bob Murphy, another Florida Gator and a Boynton Beach resident. And, of course, he is the touring pro down at Delray Dunes Country Club in Boynton Beach. Bob Murphy is at +7, 149 after rounds of 77 and 72. So there it is, your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom, service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 at 826 on a Sunday morning in West Palm Beach. A gloomy and